What's the pulse of the team right now, you think?
The guys are focused on the Minnesota game. That's evident throughout the day.
Before Marquise was injured in training camp, what were you most optimistic about where he was coming?
Oh, I think we all saw it out there, and we saw it in the spring. You know, he was, ascending, was learning the offense, was, involved in making plays out there for us. Excuse my voice. We were excited about it. And, him being up now, we're optimistic that he'll be in a position to help us.
Mark, I know it's your philosophy to treat each game as the same. But I'm wondering, is there ever a circumstance where you would either expect or an emotional effort on a part of your team in a tough circumstance like this, especially with kind of the heat on Mel and things like that? I mean, is that even possible in your world?
I think we expect the best performance emotionally, physically, mentally, doing our job. I mean, that's what we're working at each day this week to get that done, Mark. It's a fair question. We expect to be out to go play at our best at the highest level possible, and that we've been working all week to try to get ourselves into that position, both in our physical and mental preparation and in our emotional preparation.
And do you ever do anything? Would you ever do anything to kind of create that?
Well, I think that's between myself and the team, Mark. I really do. I think that our job is to get them ready to play. That's part of our job, and that's part of my job this week is to do that, to get them in a place where they're ready to play.
Mark, beyond their focus, I assume they practice well. Have you seen anything different in your players this week that would suggest a different or better outcome to you?
I think that the only thing I can say, Hub, is that our guys worked again this week. They're focused in. Our focus as a coaching staff was to get him back, to get him to work, that's what we did. That's what we did throughout the week. We got him prepared to play this game, and we'll finish up tomorrow morning, and we'll go out and play it at noon on Sunday.
Mark, have you had to evaluate practices any differently this week? I know the practice plan has been the same, but because the translation has been kind of lost from practicing games, have you looked at it with a different lens this week?
Really, we have not. We've gone about our business and asked our guys to pay attention to the details. That's really where it all starts, and go back at it, and be around each other, and be an emotional lift to each other. They've done a good job with their accountability there.
Are you aware that Brandon had spent at least part of the last 2 days on Twitter engaging a Lions fan and challenging him to a fight?
I've just become aware of that, yes.
Will you talk to Brandon about that?
Well, I think that the number one thing is that it'll be addressed. That's number one. Number two is, and I've said this many times in here, that we're in a new world of social media, we talk to our guys a lot about it. We don't police everything that they do. We ask them to take a deep breath before they press that send button, and hopefully they make decisions that are in the best interest of their team. But we're not perfect. None of us are. But certainly that's not the most important part of our weekly focus, but it's certainly something that at the proper time we can talk about, because we talk about all the instances where these things come up. We haven't had very many, but we always do address them to keep our players mindful, they're going to be under a microscope, and they're going to be under a microscope in social media.
Do you find the specific instance detrimental?
I think it's all how you look at it. I mean, I really do. I think that, we're focused on beating Minnesota, and I think all of us are into doing that. And I don't want to make this any out of it anything more than what it was. It was a response in social media. It wasn't anybody's preparation or anybody's work ethic out on the football field.
Mark, we get asked a lot of questions, radio, TV, Twitter. Why do the Bears allow this? Why do they allow it? Am I correct that in the standard players agreement, the CBA, there's really nothing you could do other than express dissatisfaction with a decision to go to New York to do a TV show or to send a Twitter message or these type of things? Is the only option to keep it from cutting?
I don't know what I think I got out of the question, Hub, is that on a player's off day, they're entitled to do what they would like to do, as long as it's not something that's, conduct detrimental to the team.
Mm-hmm. So on this Twitter thing, which has been during work days, you can't tell them you're not allowed to use Twitter, I assume.
The policy here is simple as this. We cannot monitor everything our players do, and for the most part, our players do a terrific job on social media because I get feedback from the people that are responsible for looking at it. There comes times, that's happened. It's happened infrequently, and when it does, we address it with our players, and move forward.
Mark, I'm curious.
But none of us are perfect. We're not perfect in this area.
I'm curious, generally, what your philosophy is on somebody like Jared. You know, will he address the team, or just having any sort of added motivation playing his former team? And I know you guys just want to get the win, but. Will you let him say something, or do you think...
I think that's between, our football team. It really is. It's what we do to prepare our team to play a game, and that's an internal question, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Mark, you talked about fostering this interconnectivity to make guys accountable to each other. What evidence do you look for to be sure that that's functioning the way you want it to function?
I think it's just the normal course of, how we work together daily to try to work through both what is now adversity and the days we have success and how the team responds and works with each other on a daily basis that we're able to do our jobs individually and collectively.
Do you guys have to win in order for those methods to either seem justified or for these guys to learn the lessons that those types of principles can...
Well, we're here to win. I mean, we're here to win ultimately. So we got to... They're not mutually exclusive, but we're here to win games, and we're focused on winning a game. The messages are being sent are consistent whether we win or lose. The lessons we are teaching as coaches, that coaches do everywhere, are consistent whether we win or lose. But behind it all, we're here to win.
Mark, did you use pipe-in noise to prepare players for crowd noise during the game? This week...
Well, I think that the only way we can address that is by playing good, solid football. And what we expect to go in there and have to prove that we're able to do that. And hopefully we'll get our fans on our side. We hope they'll be on our side from start to finish. That'll be up to them. We're hoping they support us throughout the game. But at the end of the day, we've got to go out and play good, solid, fundamentally sound, passionate, relentless football. And that's our focus this week.
Mark, how much of an obstacle or a challenge has it been offensively to deal with the changing offensive line personnel this year, the last 6 weeks?
There's no excuses. We're not going to make any excuses for that. We feel we've got 6 or 8 guys that are very good offensive linemen. So, with anything, injuries are part of the National Football League. That's never going to change. They've hit us in this area a little bit. But we're not using any of this as an excuse.
Along those lines, Coach, how much more important now with a team that likes to manufacture pressure like the Vikings is communication, specifically in the interior?
It's going to be terribly important, as it is every week. They've got multiple fronts. They do a lot of really good things. We've got a bunch of smart guys up there, and we've worked very hard this week to prepare for that.